Hi, my name's Alice. I'm sorry to bother you. I hope I'm not interrupting anything. Really? I'm glad. I just moved in next door, and I wanted to let you know that I'll be your new neighbor starting today. Oh yeah, now that you mention it, you do seem familiar. I wonder where I've seen you before. Of course, that's right, the gym! What a coincidence that we're going to the same gym. And I guess at the same time. Yeah, it's a small world after all. I'm very surprised you remember me, though. You don't just remember a random face you've seen a couple times. Don't tell me you've been checking me out. Oh, no. You don't have to deny it so vehemently. It's perfectly fine if you did. There's nothing wrong with sneaking a few peeks here and there. I'm sure it was just to see if my form was okay, so you could help. Okay. You only remembered me because I'm so tiny. That's a bit... Well, no, it's okay. You're totally right. Especially from your perspective. That makes sense. You're towering above me, and you're so... wide. One of your thighs is probably thicker than my waist when you're pumped. Right. You thought I was a child the first time? Well, I don't think there are children running around with hips like mine, though. I might be on a shorter side, but it's pretty obvious that I'm a grown woman, wouldn't you say? From my lovely hourglass figure. These hips don't lie. Well, no, you're right. I'm not implying you go around checking out schoolgirls and their hips for reference. That would be strange. Yeah. Oh my. Thank you. I hope you're not just saying this to... You really like them? I take pride in my legs. Thank you for noticing. I work hard on them. But I think it's mostly genetics. My mom... Oh, wait. Anyway, I brought you a gift. You know, because you're my new neighbor and I want us to be close. You know, in case something happens or... No, I really want to. I know we don't have to, but I have a feeling we're going to be seeing each other more and more from now on. And I really want to be good terms with my neighbors. So, yeah, here. It's a bottle of wine. It's not much, but I hope you'll enjoy it. It's of the nicer kind. And I was thinking that maybe I could come in, and we could get to know each other over a glass or two, you know. So it's not just an empty, hi, how are you doing, between us. I feel like we could become friends with the common hobby and all. You don't drink. Well, me neither, so I thought this was kind of a special occasion. And that it wouldn't hurt to maybe... Oh, that's not a problem at all. We don't need actual wine glasses. I'm sure you have some regular glasses, or mugs at least. Or your shaker? You know, the one you use for protein shakes? You just don't drink. Oh. Okay. Is it, like, a health issue? Great! So, how about you just have a sip or two with me to broaden your horizons? Just a fun experiment, like trying new food. I hear that this brand's really quite something. Totally worth trying. And with how big you are, I'm sure it'll be fine. Just a bit. A little toast to celebrate me becoming your new neighbor? Come on, it'll be rude to... You just don't drink. I see. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be so pushy. No, you don't have to apologize. I understand. It's actually very admirable. You're very impressive. Your willpower, I mean, is very impressive. Yeah, I get it. No, I'm fine, really. I'm not offended or anything, just a bit... Yeah. I was looking forward to getting to know you. Oh, really? How about I just come in for a little chat? No wine? You could make me some tea or coffee, and we could... Oh, you're going out in 30 minutes. Yeah, a shower. I don't think you need one, though. You look and smell very clean and fresh to me. I see. I'll leave you to it, then. No, please don't apologize. I'm the one that keeps pestering you. Yeah, it was a lovely chat. Thank you. Please enjoy your date. Oh, okay, then whatever it is. I hope it goes great. See you around. Bye. Ugh.